Thanks, hey, Jason.
Somebody else, by the way, who will be a part of our program every week is somebody who is our partner in getting technology news out to you folks, and that's Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. And, Mike, thank you very much for joining us here again. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What a glorious day it is out there.
Oh,
huh?
It certainly is. It's a wonderful day out there. I should explain, by the way, folks, Mike has a unique kind of a news service in the sense that it talks about the technology news of what's going on within our state of Michigan, around the world as well. And also about entrepreneurial experiences that are going on here. And he's got a lot of other kinds of resources. But let's get a little flavoring of what the stories you have out there, Mike. One of the stories I saw you have this week is about 31 Sprint Radio Shack stores resurrecting themselves.
Yeah, back from the dead. They eliminated 1,700 in Sprint Bottom, and now they have 31 stores, Sprint Radio Shack stores, in Michigan, and they're looking to hire at least 70 sales associates for their store-within-a-store concept. Not real sure what that is, but I have a complete list of every store in Michigan where they're hiring for folks that are looking for a job.
Wow. That's excellent. So, folks, by the way, if you would go to mitechnews.com, or better yet, simply go to internetadvisor.net, and we have a link to the MI Tech News website, you will be able to find not only this story, but many, many others. And stories like, for instance, Mike, I see here, a Republican senator is trying to eliminate the Michigan Energy Choice. What's up with that?
You're allowed to go in total across the state. Up to 10% of folks are allowed to hook up to something other than DTE or consumers. He wants to eliminate that because he thinks it's unfair for them to do their energy projections if people could bail out and buy it from somebody else. Not sure I buy that logic, that's what he's advocating. Yeah. But I think it may be just politics and he's negotiating.
Well, but those are the kind of stories that you delve into as well, along with one other one I think that's important for people looking for a job. 3,000 jobs are going to be open, and lots of people gathered together by the Engineering Society of Detroit coming up soon.
Yes, our new partner on our newsletter, the Engineering Society of Detroit, is having their big job fair on April 13th at the Suburban Collection Showplace out there in Novi. And 50 employers, 3,000 open positions, just anything in the STEM area, technical stuff. It's just amazing. And you can find out all that on the website. I've got all the sign-up information there. It's only $20 to get in if you're not a member of ESD.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good deal.
It's excellent. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. Would you like to get that delivered to you every day? Every week on Friday, absolutely free. Simply go to internetadvisor.net and click the subscribe button.